Craft brewing is changing the social scene here in Honolulu. This is the first installment in a swing through some of the walkable brew pubs in Kaka'ako.
Right here, we're in the historical brewing center of Hawaii.
We've caught brewmaster Dave Campbell at his latest venture, Aloha Beer Company, on Queen Street. He started building it about 2 years ago after helping open Beer Works around the corner on Cook Street. He and his wife started Oahu's first homebrew supply store in 1994.
Back in the day, you had two big breweries locally. You had Primo being brewed on the corner of Cook and Kapi'olani, and you had Royal Beer being brewed on Queen Street, right down the road.
That red brick fire department museum on Queen used to be a brewery. First Honolulu Brewing and Malting, then American Brewing Company.
So during the war years, one, you wouldn't get beers coming in from the mainland because of the war effort. Two, you had swelled population of servicemen. These two breweries were cranking.
Oh, man.
So we love the history of it.
What happened to them?
Well, containerized shipping came in and made it easy for breweries to ship beer to Hawaii. After the war, when other brands made it back to Hawaii, people's memories were like, oh, remember how bad the beer was during the war years?
Campbell says that wasn't really fair because quality was sacrificed to meet demand, but there were many new options available. National chain Gordon Biersch came in and remains, but for locally owned craft breweries, Sam Choi's brewed Big Aloha, Hawaiian Islands popped up on Ala Moana, but times were tough, according to Tim Golden, whose Beer in Hawaii blog has boosted the scene.
I mean, just think about it. 5 years ago, had a couple operating breweries, and they all shut down within a couple of months of each other, right? And then Oahu, in particular, had no operating breweries that were locally owned and operated. And within the year of 2012, 2013, you know, Rio Agastro Pub opened up, and they really started focusing on bringing in a beer lineup that just constantly rotated, and Honolulu Beer Works opened. And you can't have a great beer town without breweries. I think breweries are the cornerstone of building a beer culture.
Golden has partnered with Darren Ogino to open Village Bottle Shop and Tasting Room in Salt, Kaka'ako. They've got over 500 curated beers to taste and take-home bottles available. He says a critical mass of beer lovers, many honed through college experiences in Seattle, Portland, San Diego, and Bend, now seek out our local brews.
A lot of different things just strategically happen at the same time. I always call like local breweries almost like local sports teams because you get attached to them and you find favorites and that's where you go to. And it's sort of like if you're in New York, you're either a Jets or a Giants fan, right? I think with local breweries, there's that same sort of feeling. And people like to go Pauhana at one versus the other, but people like to jump to all of them, right?
Many are right now clocking down to happy hour at the new Waikiki Brewing Company location on Queen. They brewed their first batch of beer yesterday. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.